KMC Sports Zone continues on a Wednesday night. John Swisher back with you. Nate McMullen is the head coach of the Cascade boys basketball team. They are 8-1, 3-1 in River Valley Conference play as they have come back and played three games already, Friday, Saturday, and Friday and Saturday, and then last night with Beckman Catholic, three games as the Cougars are 3-0. We start with your break coach and Friday night coming back out and taking on Lisbon. How things go of coming back into the new year?
It was good. You know, I always tell the kids a win's a win no matter what it looks like. And it was good for us to kind of come out of break and kind of learn more about ourselves. You know, that night we learned that, you know, even though we're taking great shots, they don't go in, we still have to find ways to win games. And that's what we did against Lisbon. And, you know, we used that momentum into a Saturday contest with West Delaware.
Indeed. Saturday with the Hawks, 67-42. Your team came out right away and put it on the Hawks, who had just come off a impressive victory for them over Beckman Catholic on Friday night, and things are just clicking. You love those. You never know with those Saturday games, out of routine a little bit. You just never know how your team's going to come out, and you didn't have that worry Saturday as your team came out and played well.
Well, after watching their film with Beckman and just, you know, the Marion games and a couple other games that they have played, they're a very dangerous team. When they are hot, it almost seems like there's no chance. But, you know, I think our defense did a really good job of coming out early, being physical with them. And, you know, like you said, we got off to a good start. And then, obviously, as the game progressed, we were able to, you know, check where Beswick was at all times, check where Emerson was at all times. And we're okay with the freshman Smith, just because he's extremely quick, and he was able to get to the rim and caught us in bad closeout situations. But, you know, overall, like I said, our senior leadership throughout the entire year has been terrific. You know, Mick obviously is getting all the attention as just because, you know, he's 26.9 a game and almost near 9 rebounds. But it's the development of Tyler, it's the development of Brody when it comes to leadership aspects, that everyone is following what they are doing, and it has really helped us throughout this entire year.
I think Mick has that average thing figured out. He thinks you have to score 27 every night because it's your average, but you're okay with that, right?
Yeah. I told him last night, I said, Mick, what is it with you and the number 27? He was like, I couldn't tell you, but I really like it. I said, so do I. Keep going.
Yeah, no doubt about it. As your team came back last night with back at RVC play, getting ready for Beckman Catholic, and they got the win at home, 56-45. Talking about hot starts, 14-0 out of the gate last night. And then Beckman Catholic fought back. They scored 17 in that second quarter, only a four-point lead at halftime. But then your team able to come back and then held on for the 11-point win.
Yeah, and that's what we talk about all the time. I have a lot of great respect for Coach Maloney and Coach Cusick and Beckman. And they're always going to have you well scouted. They're going to know exactly what you want. But like you said, we got off to a hot start, and we just kind of maintained there in the second quarter. I personally think we played three pretty good quarters last night, but it really is the first 4 minutes in the first quarter and the first 4 minutes of the second half that dictates kind of where the game goes. And that's what, you know, the message was at halftime. It's like, hey, I understand that we did not play well in the second quarter because Beckman amped up their pressure, but it's the first 4 minutes right now that's what you have to worry about. And then obviously, you know, the rest of the third quarter and the fourth quarter, we found a way to win, and we found a way to just compete defensively. And again, a lot of respect for Beckman. You know, Wegman had 11, Barnhart had 11, and Gogol also had 11. So it's just kind of like, you know, no one really went off. We just contain and be who we are defensively, where we don't reach and we just play in front.
Two more games left this week. Another RVC contest, as you'll host both of them, Maquoketa on Friday night and then Decorah on Saturday night. So trying to finish out the first full week of January strong here with two home contests.
Yeah, you know, Maquoketa is a different team as they have been in the past. You know, a lot of I know they have the Ellinger kid. They have a freshman that's pretty good. And, you know, they have a bunch of moving parts. Their defense is getting better. So it's no walk in the park game by any means, because, I have a lot of respect for Hartman and what he's been doing down there. And then, yeah, like you said, we got Decorah again. Really like Coach Carlson's club this year. You know, obviously LaFrance is going to get all the attention. But these non-conference games come down to us being who we are and being able to do that being able to identify who we are. And when with a loaded non-conference schedule that we have, it's only going to prepare us for the postseason and later on in the season as well.
And using it to your benefit, not worrying about what the end result is, if it helps you get better, as you talk about, this is a 3A team. You're not expected to win. But you go out and give it your best effort and see what you can do. But it's great experience for teams that you're going to see, as you talked about, down the stretch in the postseason, especially with Decorah, a Division I prospect, and Mr. LaFrance.
Yeah, and you said it perfectly. It's all about competing. It doesn't matter who the opponent is. And like I tell our kids all the time, fellas, we're playing basketball. We're competing against basketball. It just happens to be Maquoketa, the opponent on Friday, Decorah, the opponent on Saturday. And that's the biggest thing that our kids are starting to understand and realize is, like, don't worry about who the opponent is. All you got to worry about is ourselves. And if we play the way that we're capable of playing, we're a pretty good ball club.
Indeed. All right, best of luck in those two games. We'll catch you around the bend here, and have a great weekend. Thanks for your time, as always.
Awesome. Thanks, Swish. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. Nate McMullen, head coach of the Cascade Cougar Boys basketball program here on the show on a Wednesday night. We continue on with more right here from KMCH Sports.